The head of the U.S. central bank, Ben Bernanke, says interest rates will only go up in North America when the economy recovers. But the Federal Reserve chairman warned about the risks of inflation if the cost of money were to stay too low for too long. Central banks have kept interest rates on hold in Europe, even though pressure is growing around the world to end government bailout programs and raise rates. And despite signs of global growth, there are still fears of a double-dip recession. Finance reporter Sue Lannan.
The world's governments have spent trillions and trillions of dollars bailing out their economies, and pressure is mounting to turn off the tap. Professor of Finance at the University of New South Wales, Faraboz Mashirian, says there's still the risk of another recession if government spending programs don't continue.
If fiscal policy is not large, that means we don't have large stimulus measures in place for the fear of a budget deficit or debt, it may not lead to sustainable recovery. And I think in the 1930s, the U.S. economy basically didn't recover and had a double dip recession simply because the government's expenditure and the stimulus measures were not adequate.
Although there are many signs of global recovery.
At the moment, there are positive signs which are indicating that we would not necessarily see a double dip recession simply because we noted that European banking system is recovering fairly well. Indeed, recently they went through financial stress test.
But with 15 million people out of work in Europe, the head of the European Central Bank, Jean-Claude Trichet, warned against an early pullback of economic stimulus.
Overall, the recovery is expected to remain rather uneven.
As most of the world's major economies keep interest rates low, fears of inflation are rising, the near-zero rates in North America and the growing U.S. budget deficit are the main factors keeping the greenback down. But at a U.S. Federal Reserve conference in Washington, the chairman, Ben Bernanke, says stimulus is still needed.
My colleagues and I at the Federal Reserve believe that accommodative policies will likely be warranted for an extended period. At some point, however, as economic recovery takes hold, we will need to tighten monetary policy to prevent the emergence of an inflation problem down the road. Looking at the Federal Reserve's balance sheet is useful, once again, in helping to understand key elements of the Federal Reserve's exit strategy from its current policies.
A regional governor agrees the Fed will have to think about raising rates as the economy improves. Thomas Honig says the rate rise by the Reserve Bank earlier this week reflects the better performance of the Australian economy. Faraboz Mashirian thinks it's better to raise rates than cut back stimulus.
And I think one thing we've learned as policymakers in the past is that it's better to work on monetary policy and try to increase interest rate rather than pull back the stimulus measures.
Australia has also been ranked as the world's second best financial centre behind the UK and above the US, according to the World Economic Forum. But Professor of Economics at the University of Newcastle, Bill Mitchell, says he's not convinced yet that the economy is on the mend.
I think it's too early to say that yet. I mean, the trend on the past months is still pointing that in the direction that unemployment is going to rise a little bit.
And he thinks the RBA acted too early when it raised interest rates.
Well, I think the risks are that you start getting deflationary forces coming through consumption spending for a start. What we want now are households to be able to enjoy savings growth, but also consumption growth as income continues to improve. And I think if you start getting a series of failures, debt defaults and bankruptcies and forced mortgagee sales, then I think you start to expose the economy to deflationary forces, which we don't want.
Bill Mitchell from the University of Newcastle, ending that report by Sue Lannan.